Psychology 101 with Linton Taco.
It's Orlando's Rock Station 101.1 WJRR. This hour brought to you by our M72 Metallica Flyaway Contest. Today is the first day of this. It's an online deal. WJR.com. Go over there at some point today. You don't have to do it right this second. Today's keyword to enter is Metallica. You'll see the bright yellow Metallica M72 contest tab. Just click on that, and when it prompts you for today's keyword, it is Metallica.
Yeah, you just scroll down, and you'll see it. Like Lynch said, bright yellow. It's like the first one on the left.
10 of these trips being given away to
airfare.
You and a guest. Yeah, the whole deal.
Airfare, tickets to the show, like premium tickets to the show, a tasting of their black and whiskey, and just really cool stuff. Right. Putting you up in a hotel.
WJR.com, there in the contest section. Just look for the Bright Metallica contest. Yellow, bright yellow. Click on that. Get entered. All right. We got some serious fog setting up, especially in the inland areas. If you haven't started out on your trek to wherever you're going this morning, be aware of that. You may run into some, reduced visibility situation.
Yeah. And the best part is when the person reporting on the fog on the news has her pants a little tight and she's got great camel toe going. This is awesome. No comment on which station. Could be the Weather Channel. Sorry, dude. This is too cool. Too obvious.
Do you not remember the last time?
Let's move on. Yes, I do. But yeah, careful. Leave a little extra early for the fog. Don't be sitting around watching the toe too long.
Yeah. We've got more of these wackadoo climate protesters, which, hey, if you're into,
saving the climate, I think we all are.
Or the earth and all. Yeah, no, we're not earth haters or anything like that, so don't mishear us.
We all love our beaches, our wilderness, our woods and everything.
But these idiots who show up at places and try to make life miserable for other people just trying to enjoy a night or an afternoon out are nutso.
The problem is they give the cause a bad name. You know, like for people that care about the environment like we do and like you do, these nuts screw it up like, I don't know, taping themselves to a basketball hoop at an NBA game?
The gluing thing. We're going to get to that here in a sec. Or showing up at some art exhibit and throwing soup on that, which I don't understand what one has to do with the other. But here's the latest. These two lunatics show up at a classical music concert in Germany and proceed to glue their hands to the conductor's
sticks,
the railing in front of his podium where he does the conducting. So and now the audience is booing and hissing, and you're like, okay, you're going to shut this show down. Because
the people paid really good money for those tickets.
Right, and again, are just out trying to, and what does this orchestra have to do with your cause? Nothing!
I know what it is. They're orchestrating
hot air coming out of the instruments.
Saving the environment. Or climate change. Dude, they should have glued their hands to his sticks.
his conducting stick?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're stuck. They're glued to the podium, so now people have to watch them. Again, the orchestra's not my thing, but these people paid an awful lot of money for good seats, probably.
Here's the best. They were foiled.
That they saw them in half?
One of the stage hands
grabbed the podium.
No, came out. The railing that's in front of where the conductor is, removable. So they just pulled it up and then dragged them off stage.
And they were dragging by their hands like this?
Yes!
Oh, that's great.
It's kind of like the old get the hook.
Yeah.
Pull them off.
I thought you were going to say that he just grabbed the entire podium, picked it up, and pulled them and just put a new podium down.
We have some visuals for you on our JRR Facebook if you want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who watch The Boys on which one is that on Amazon, I think. Amazon. Season 3 of The Boys.
I've heard of it, never seen it though.
There was an episode called Herogasm.
Uh-huh.
That featured a flaming penis. It's now been revealed that the visual that you saw in that episode, it was real. A stuntman did it. There was no CGI. It was an actual stuntman.
Oh, but he just put rubbing alcohol or something that doesn't really burn.
Some sort of gel.
It's the burn. I'm 10% stunt here. I know about
You're
these things.
10% stunt.
It's when they light somebody on fire in the movies. They use the stuff where their body's already covered. So they probably already covered his Peter with a fire retardant thing.
Are you going to be the stuntman to volunteer and sign up to do this?
If I'm paid enough, I am. Because they're going to go, man, this guy will do anything. Stuntmen just want to pick up gigs. And, yeah, you do that.
And apparently, they had to do take after take after take.
Oh, wow.
So it's like each time you're tempting fate.
He obviously, no pubes. I mean.
Well groomed down there now. Yeah. You want me to do what? I've thrown myself off buildings. I've smashed through glass.
Yeah, I went through windshields.
You want me to set my junk on fire?
This is a new one. Everybody's like, what channel? What channel?
It's Amazon.
No, for the camel toe weather lady.
Oh, Of course, you weren't asking for the flaming wiener. You want the camel toe.
Yeah.
We get it. Listen, you only have several choices in the morning on TV, local TV news. Click around. You'll see it.
I'm telling you, it's the Weather Channel. So anyway, just text me, 22526.
Finally, I know how you love art stories, Taco.
Yeah. Art's stupid.
There's a rancher in Canada who I guess he and his wife also own a weed shop.
He's a rancher that owns a weed shop.
He's a cattle rancher.
Okay. I could see that. You grow your weed in one field, you keep your cows in the other.
He's created an art piece, a centerpiece for his weed shop. It's the idea is to kind of make it look like a stained glass type piece.
Okay.
But it's not actually stained glass. It's cow placentas.
Oh, God.
I have the visual of this, too, on the JR Facebook page.
Oh, if you can see it.
Bear that on a Friday morning at 19 minutes before 6.
So he has it just sitting in the middle. Yeah, because there's the weed shop. No, I'm looking at it on. It's WJR Facebook page if you want to see that.
Kind of looks like a coffin.
Yep. Kind of like a coffin for a cow, like it's because it's a bigger than normal coffin, and then the stained glass. Gross. Boy, how high was he on his on his own product, sir? Rule number one of selling weed: don't use your own product. Well, that's not really a rule.
Here's a picture of them. They look like they probably burn a little.
Oh, he owns a weed shop,
boy. I didn't realize we really covered some ground this morning. We've got camel toe. We've got
climate change.
Flaming wieners. Cow placentas.
And then, of course, the dumb one. Art.
Stop.
Here's what's up on JRR.
It's another WJRR Ticket to Rock weekend. This weekend, we have your chance to win tickets to WJRR's Acoustic Christmas for the Day to Remember and Wage War December 19th at the Dr. Phillips Center in downtown Orlando. Tickets are on sale now at WJRR.com or Ticketmaster.com. Listen for the keyword to enter at 10 after the hour all this weekend for your chance to win. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at 1011WJRR for bonus chances to win. Celebration of Metallica's recent tour announcement, we have a chance for 10 winners plus their guests to see the band live for the Ultimate Metallica Weekend. Winners will receive tickets to both shows in the featured city during the band's M72 World Tour, as well as a backstage whiskey tasting experience with the band's master distiller. Listen for the keyword to enter every day and then enter it at WJRR.com/Metallica. Take JRR with you everywhere you go with our free iHeartRadio app. Enjoy more rock and less commercials. Download the app now at WJRR.com.